I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You don't always have to go far to find butterflies, but you'd have to travel to South America to find the one we've asked you about in our GeoQuiz today. The World's David LaValle tells us about this special butterfly and its home.
Discovering a new butterfly species is like a badge of honor for Blanca Huertas. She's the Colombian-born butterfly curator at the Natural History Museum in London.
I discovered a butterfly who never has seen before for any human. It hasn't been named or hasn't been in any museums before or as a new species.
Right now, London's Natural History Museum has a major exhibit showing off its vast collection of butterflies. But it's the Andean region of South America, the mountainous corridor that runs through Ecuador, Colombia, and Venezuela, that is the world's richest region in butterfly biodiversity. 3,600 butterfly species have been identified in the rainforest of Colombia alone. The northern state of Santander, the answer to our GeoQuiz, is especially interesting to Blanca Huertas. It's where she spotted a coffee-colored butterfly with eye spots on its wings.
The name of this butterfly is Ideoneurula donegani, which is the scientific name, which is a bit difficult to give English names to the South American butterflies because we have nearly 4,000 species in South America, but we call it Jarigüez ringlet.
This butterfly with a catchy name flutters along the high ridges of Colombia's Jarigüez Mountains. It's an isolated section of the Andes that's been designated a national park by the Colombian government. Huertas and her team were dropped off by helicopter on a remote 10,000-foot peak. Huertas also discovered a new bird called the Jarigüez brush finch in this same forest in the clouds. But it's South American butterflies, any and all of them, that pique her curiosity, including one called the witch.
This is one of the biggest in South America, actually, and it's called the witch in South America because they just fly very early in the morning or very late in the evening. So it's fascinating. They're very slow and they're very easy to catch, actually. When you just see the back of the butterfly, it's able to scare the predators. So it looks like a big pair of eyes, like an owl.
As in screech owl or great horned owl, a frightful sight to other small creatures of the woods. But aside from the myriad colors and camouflage wing patterns, Huertas says butterflies may help in mapping climate change.
They can be very sensitive, even as an egg, even as a larvae, or even as a butterfly itself. So they can tell you about the quality of water if it's changing. So you can see if there are the populations decline, or sometimes when the population is abundant, it means probably the predators of this species has been affected by something else, like microclimate, for example. It's many ways to really, really know if the environment is changing using butterflies.
Huerta says she hopes her discovery of a butterfly named Jarigüez ringlet will encourage others to keep exploring this part of the world. She's also lending her efforts to an ongoing international initiative called the Tropical Andean Butterfly Diversity Project. Scientists are recruiting students to study the biology of Andean butterflies, collecting DNA specimens for an electronic database, and setting up conservation projects in the region extending from Venezuela down to Bolivia. For The World, I'm David LaValle.